Their decision to dispose of Trevor had been reached with a maximum of judicial deliberation. They'd spent hours hiding in their little room, studying the Conyers file, all the while whispering new theories of who might be watching their mail. Trevor was the nearest culprit, and the only one they could control. If their victims got sloppy, they could do nothing about it. But if their lawyer had failed to watch his trail, then he had to be fired. The only hesitation in ridding themselves of Trevor was the fear of what he might do with their money. They expected him to steal it, frankly, and they couldn't stop him. But they were willing to run that risk in return for a bigger score with Mr. Aaron Lake. To get to Lake, they felt they had to eliminate Trevor. Spicer gave them the details of their meeting word for word. Trevor's muted message at the end stunned them. Conyers was watching Trevor. Conyers knew about the Brethren. Did that mean Lake knew about the Brethren? Now who was Conyers really? Why did Trevor whisper this, and why did he leave his briefcase outside the door? With the scrutiny that only a team of bored judges could generate, the questions poured forth, and then the strategies.